The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my husband, fellow realtor, and co-host,
Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Pretty good. We had a good guest today.
We have an excellent guest today. We're going to talk about landscaping with John Moyles, who is the owner and operator of Yard Shapers. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us any questions you have. If you'd like to suggest a topic, give us a call at 570-344-6724 or email it to us at questions, that's questions, at jruddy.com. That's questions at jruddy.com. And maybe we'll put it on the air.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. And we revamped that website, so check it out. Also, all of our archive radio shows are there. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate.
We have almost 3 years of radio shows?
Almost 3 years.
Oh my God.
We've been here.
We've been doing this a while.
Yes, we have.
Trying to keep the good information out there.
Yes. Why do we do this, Pat?
We do this to inform our customers. We want to keep people informed. It used to be a saying, an educated consumer is our best customer. And that's what we believe. And that's why we're here every week, to get out good information. You don't have to be buying or selling a house to listen. And like today, lots of people have lawns, and John's going to give you a lot of helpful information.
Okay, John Moyles, our special guest, owner and operator of Yard Shapers. Again, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jackie.
How long have you been doing what you do, landscaping?
This is our 19th year.
You've been doing it quite some time.
Yes, we have.
Now, you know, there's so much to talk about, and I want to say, are you insured?
Yes.
First and foremost, and do you have people that work for you?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so you're a professional landscaping company. Everybody out there that does this type of service isn't. But why is that important?
Well, it's important if something were to happen at any property or to a passerby, the effect could be devastating.
Well, people want to save money. So, you know, that's why somebody may not carry insurance, or people want to use somebody that's not insured because they don't feel it's important. A lot of people forget to ask.
Yes, they do. Most people don't even ask if we are insured, which surprises me, but we are insured, and that's for my safety as well as for the safety of the people we're working for.
Okay. Now, what do you do, and what is your everyday involvement with lawns and shrubs? And
well, the company name is Yard Shapers and Lawn Maintenance, but that encompasses everything to do with your yard, which it is weekly maintenance, which is cutting the grass, weed whacking it, we bag it, the trimming of shrubs, installation of mulch, edging, trimming of small trees, large trees, removal of trees. The hardscaping, we can do pavers, patios, walls, driveways. Pretty much anything that the customer wants, we can get done for them.
So you're a full-service lawn maintenance company?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Now, let's start with plants. How do you decide what plants to use when you're maybe doing a design of some place?
Well, the first thing I do is talk to the client, see what he or she is interested in. Usually it's the wife who's in charge, as we all know. So I like the husband and the wife to be there to see what their thoughts are. And a customer who has some thoughts can be a good thing. somebody has too many thoughts can be a bad thing. So dependent on the scope of the project, that's where we start. We'll walk around the property. If it's a new property, it's a blank canvas. We can do whatever we want. If it's an older property, we try to judge what can be kept, if anything, or if it all has to be removed. And that also is dependent on the price that the person wants to spend.
Well, do you find in today's day and age, people want to be simple or fancy? Because, I mean, you go fancy, that's a lot of maintenance, which may be good for you if you contract them to service them weekly or...
Yes, that is part of it, the maintenance end of it. The mantra that I hear from most customers is low maintenance.
Right.
Or no maintenance. And I tell them, if you want no maintenance, then blacktop or concrete it.
The pavers might be what you're interested
or
in.
Or put down that stone, right?
Yes. Okay. But the fact of the matter is, it's the preference of the person, be it the colors that they may like, I start with, or specific trees that they may like. And then from there, we walk around, as I said, decide what beds they want to establish if there aren't any established. And if they want, you know, three seasons of color, spring, summer, and fall, because certain things only last so long. And that's where normally we'll try to incorporate a lot of perennials to give them more bang for their buck, per se.
Okay, so you do lawn installation, renovation, and maintenance. You do bed installation, perennials, and annuals, correct?
And shrubs, trees.
Trees, shrubs, and okay. And dry river beds.
Yes, we can use the river stone. Actually, the stone that a lot of landscapers, including myself, are using is coming out of Nicholson, which is a nice blend of stone, various sizes that we can use in a dry riverbed or incorporated into any part of the landscape for an option, as opposed to mulching, which is more expensive in the long run. It's cheaper. There's less. You do not have to reinstall stone as mulch that you do on a yearly basis.
What do? You put a barrier down underneath it so the weeds don't come up, and then you put the stone on top of it? Is that how you
do it? Yes, we use some people call it landscape paper, but it's really a landscape woven fabric that we use. We put that down first, pin that in place with steel pins. Then we install either the mulch or different decorative stones that the customer may like. The river stone that we use from Nicholson is less expensive than some of the other decorative stones that are out there. And as I said, it's a one-shot deal, and you're done for many, many years, if not for good, with that installation.
Well, I think, you know, landscaping, from our perspective as realtors, we feel that landscaping is very important and adds curb appeal. But, you know, a lot of people think that, I've had actually buyers, when they're looking at property, and say to me, there's too much to do here. I like to go outside, but this is a little much when there's a lot of different flower beds and shrubs and things like that. So I've had where too much is not good, or too little might take away from the appeal of the property. So it's finding that middle ground.
Yes, there's definitely a happy medium that has to be found. The problem with that is every person's different. So that's where, in our business, we try to satisfy the customer from the start by installing it from the beginning, and then it's able to be maintained. One of the biggest issues is, in your business with selling a home with older landscaping, is some stuff cannot be cut back or taken care of. It has to be removed. And the problem with that is the expense of the shrubs. People really don't realize how expensive trees and plants are, and a lot of times they do want to tear them out. Where you can, in our instance, we try to save what we can and incorporate new stuff to give them that lower maintenance effect at a good cost.
That's tricky business, John.
Very tricky.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is John Moyles, owner and operator of Yard Shapers. Yard Shapers is an all-service lawn maintenance company. And one of the things I think a lot of people don't consider, perhaps you can tell me better than I can tell you, is when they're choosing what plants and trees they like, does it matter where the sun rises and sets?
Well, yes. I mean, you have to establish the sunny side of the house, the shady side of the house, and there are many, many plants that you can choose from to get that effect with the color. Some things lend themselves to all shade, some lend themselves to partial sun, partial shade, and a lot of things are full sun.
A lot of things are full sun, and I have a whole side of my house which doesn't get sun, so it really, really bothers me.
Yeah, and then in that case, then you need to pick a perennial. Hostas are a choice of one. They're not the greatest looking thing, but it gives you an effect of some color and some plant material as opposed to just looking at
nothing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we're headed towards a break. How does someone get in touch with you, John? What's your contact information, please?
Our contact information, we're out of Peckville, is 570-489-7737.
Very good. Thank you, John. Pat, would you like to review what you're looking for buyers, please?
Yes, yes. We have buyers who just can't seem to find what they're looking for. We have one buyer is looking in Dunmore, German, Elephant, Archibald, and Troop. No particular style, but he wants move-in condition, and he's approved up to $180,000. Another buyer is looking for a two-family side-by-side home. This owner will live in one side and a family member is going to live on the other. And he's looking in Dunmore or Troop, and they are also pre-approved. And we have one last buyer is looking for a large single family with a minimum of three bedrooms. Archbold is their first choice, but they would consider Old Forge, Taylor, Elephant, or West Scranton. And they're pre-approved up to $140,000. And those people would be okay with doing some minor work. So if you're thinking about selling any of properties that are fit this description, give us a call. We have buyers. We have lots of people looking to buy houses and just can't seem to find what they're looking for.
Thank you, Pat. According to a CoreLogic report, foreclosures continue to decline. This is good news. Approximately 1.1 million homes in the U.S. were in some stage of foreclosure in March, down 23% from March 2012, when 1.5 million homes were in foreclosure. And foreclosures were down 52% from the peak in 2010. And almost all of the top 100 major metropolitan areas have declining foreclosure rates. Highlights of the CoreLogic report are five states with the highest number of completed foreclosures for the 12 months ending in March 2013 were Florida, California, Michigan, Texas, and Georgia. These five states account for almost half of all completed foreclosures nationally. And five states with the lowest number of completed foreclosures for the 12-month periods ending in March 2013 were South Dakota, District of Columbia, Hawaii, North Dakota, and West Virginia. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Quitty Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy in with my husband, fellow realtor, and co-host.
Pat Devaney.
We had a good time on break, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a good time on break, but, you know, we can't talk about that stuff on the air.
Lots of laughs.
We're getting in trouble.
And we have a special guest here with us today, John Moyles, owner and operator of Yard Shapers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before the break, we were talking about how you work with a homeowner or property owner to help them with selection of certain types of plants and shrubs around the house. Do you find that people are concerned about what colors work well with their house? Or, you know, we talked about briefly about sun matters. Most plants, shrubs do thrive with sunny conditions, and there are certain plants that do better in shade.
Yes.
And you mentioned one. Can you mention that again, please?
Hostas.
Okay. And so they don't need...
They don't need as much sun. They're an older plant. Not everybody likes them. But there's a lot more variety of hosta out there than most people think. And they're a good perennial to use because they hold up in all kinds of conditions.
And they're perennial, so you don't have to worry about them. Every year they come up.
Yep, every year. Cut them down in the fall, and in the spring they come right back up.
When's the best time to cut shrubs, plants? Is it in this fall or is it in the spring? I hear differing opinions on this matter.
Well, certain things get cut at certain times. Privet hedge gets cut several times a year to keep them in shape. The Japanese yews, which you see in a lot of the homes in our area, especially because of they were put in 30, 40, 50 years ago. A lot of people still have those. I like to cut them after the 4th of July and anytime after that because they only need to be cut once normally, and they take time to do. The other varieties of shrubs out there that are the rhododendrons, the hollies, and that can be cut at preference of the customer, or usually they leave it up to myself and my crew. My business pretty much runs on a weekly maintenance schedule, and we take care of the property from spring through fall and some people through winter. And they don't do much more than send us a check. We try to make it very simple. That was the whole beginning of when I started this business 19 years ago, my thought was people have way too much to take care of on their own. Why should they have to think about taking care of their properties?
So they don't even have to call you? You just have them in schedule?
Yes, they're scheduled. We work Monday through Friday, but we cut the lawns Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, obviously weather permitting. The other maintenance issues we take care of as needed. Unless they're having a party or they have a special occasion coming up or they just want it done at a certain time, we pretty much handle it. And 90% of my customers I don't hear from normally throughout the year. Not because they don't want to talk to us, just because everything's taken care of to their liking as best that we can.
Okay.
So when is the best time to water the grass? You were talking about cutting the grass.
There's several opinions on watering the grass. You can water it at 10, 11 in the morning. Watering it in the late evening isn't good because it could be an issue with fungus, which is one of the only things that we don't do with my company is fertilizing. We're not licensed to fertilize lawns. There are several companies out there that can do that for you.
I'm not licensed to fertilize lawns either, and I just did mine last week.
But as a homeowner,
you can do whatever you want.
You can fertilize But as an owner, if you're not licensed to do pesticide...
You need a special license for that stuff.
Yes, and continuing education.
Okay.
Something I just read, and I took it off the internet, the proper watering, and this is what they say, be careful not to overwater. Okay, well... You know, sometimes we, in this region, it's we receive rain for days on end. So sometimes you don't have control over that. But when you have to water your lawn, do it once a week between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. to give a slow, steady, good soaking. That's when water evaporates slower between 4 and 7 a.m.
That's right. Jackie's going to get up at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning and water
the
grass.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll be out there.
Well, that's where one of the other parts of our business is the irrigation systems, the underground sprinkler systems. They can be costly in the beginning, but it allows Jackie to not get up and water her lawn now. But the benefit to that is, as a human being, we can only do things so well. When you put it in the control of a computer, per se, or a timer, you can time your zones. You can water at specific areas at specific times so that you don't have to get up or you're not watering your lawn and losing the water to evaporation. And a lot of those systems do run 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and are zoned for specific times. If you have a sunny area, you can zone it for a half an hour. You have a shaded area, you can zone it for 10 or 15 minutes. It all depends on what you're trying to water and what the effect you're looking for.
So you're a proponent of those systems. You like them.
I am. I think with the way the environment is hot, cold, rainy, not rainy, it's unpredictable. It's definitely beneficial. And depending on in the real estate end of it, if you're in a specific development, a lot of those developments have irrigation systems in most of the homes. So it's definitely beneficial as a selling point.
To offer that amenity.
Yes.
Okay.
And we also offer installation and maintenance of the systems as well.
And they are costly on the initial installation?
Depending on the size of the property, they start in the, you know, $1,500 range, and they can go up into the several thousand dollars. However, the benefit is if you do want a green lawn, and you do not want to water it or your flowers, it does afford you the benefits there. So
people are busy. People are running here and there. Life is crazy. Going through life at 5,000 miles per hour usually. And yeah, you're right. So yeah.
I saw the neighbor the other day put a thing out to water the lawn and we were outside playing with Patrick. He must have forgot about it. It was on for 3 hours.
Yes, and it's an ineffective way to do it because you're not getting the coverage. The irrigation systems are designed to, they have specific heads for specific reasons. Some are for watering large areas, some are for popping up to water smaller areas, and there's also pipe that they run through beds that is a drip irrigation system, kind of like the farmers would use, or a nursery for that matter, and it gives you the effective amount of water for the area that you're trying to water. It's kind of like cruise control for your lawn. It's very easy and effective if that's what you're looking for. A lot of people don't like to cut grass and don't like grass, so they don't want an irrigation system. But if you do want a very nice looking lawn with not as much work involved, then an irrigation system is definitely beneficial.
How often do you have to, I mean, you do residential and you do commercial landscaping. You do lawn maintenance for both. How often do you find that you usually have to cut a property owner's lawn?
Well, in our area, we usually range from 24 to 30 cuts a year, depending on the rainfall and the sun conditions in that. We cut on a 7-day schedule, weather permitting. That being, if we get to the property owner's house and it needs to be cut, we cut it. That being said, you're only supposed to cut 1/3 of your grass, the blade of your grass. And people seem to think that if you're not cutting it short, they're not getting the value for what they're paying for, which is the exact opposite, because you're cutting into the heart of the grass. So
if you cut it too low, there's dangers to that.
Well, it's going to burn.
Right.
And it's not going to look, it's not a putting green. And that's what I try to tell people. You know, if you want to cut it short, then you need to put a putting green in. But when we maintain it from spring now. I mean, it's going to keep growing. In the months of May and June, the grass obviously grows faster and grows higher. So you will cut more of the grass. But the other thing that's important, and it's taken me many, many years to get customers to understand that the height's important. So is blades being sharpened. So as the temperature rises, as the months go on, so should the lawnmower height. So you should be at a good 3, 3.5 inches by the time the temperatures are climbing into the 80s to protect the root system, because that's what's going to eventually burn the grass out.
Oh, so I didn't know that. When it gets warmer, you raise the height of the cutter.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. In May and June, we're typically at about 2.5 inches because it's growing so fast. So you will take a little more off the grass, but you're not going to shock it as much. And as the months progress and you get into June, July, and August, you should be at full height of your mower, and you're going to take less off. And that's where the problem comes in with customers paying for the service. Some of the people don't feel as though if it's not being cut short enough, they're not getting value out of it, which is the exact opposite of what we're providing. We're providing a weekly maintenance service to make the property look manicured and more
than
kept.
It's best.
Yes.
It's best.
Yes.
So no crew cuts allowed?
No.
No, it's not a putting green.
Okay.
No, we saved that for the golf course.
All right. Well, John, I want to talk about a lot of different things, weeds, soil, so on and so forth, and we didn't get to that today, and we're coming to the end of the show. So would you come back with us next week, please?
I'd love to.
All right, thanks. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can reach us at 570-489-7737.
And that's John Moyles, owner and operator of Yard Shapers. Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.
Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have 1,300 square feet of commercial space available for rent at 210 Montage Mountain Road for $1,000 a month. This is a great location for many different uses. The owner will allow the tenant to make changes to the property. It has a large parking lot and is across the road from the new stadium. So if you're looking for a commercial rental with a lot of drive-by traffic, we have a 1,300 square foot office for $1,000 a month at 210 Montage Mountain Road, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And primarily because of low interest rates, the market for vacation homes in 2012 showed continued signs of strength, had a 10% increase in sales from the prior year, and a 24% increase in the median sales price. And this is according to data received from the National Association of Realtors. 80% of those people who purchased a vacation home plan to utilize the property for vacations or family retreats. 27% intend to use it as a primary residence in the future, and 23% hope to rent it to others. Many second home buyers are bringing a lot of money to the closing table. Almost half of those brought cash. Even when buyers finance the purchase with a mortgage, they tend to make larger down payments, and that's also according to NAR. Buyers are not limiting themselves to proximity to their primary homes when they purchase vacation homes. 46% of owners purchase vacation homes. You're going to love this, Pat. More than 500 miles from their primary residence.
Yes, I'd like to purchase mine in St. Martin. That's where I want my vacation home to be.
We talk about that all the time. That would be nice. So to recap, second home market strengthens, and many are taking advantage of purchasing vacation homes while the prices are down and interest rates are low. I'd like to wish everyone out there that's a father who's listening, happy Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to you, Pat.
Thank you.
And you, John, you're a father as well. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
And missing my dad, who's in heaven, happy Father's Day, Dad. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.